Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
We just wrapped up Thursday's show, and I'm glad everybody's here with us. And so what you're hearing now is us just turning the microphones on after the show is over. So we'll get to today's show in just 1 second. We shall start. Morgan number two, she sits across from me, right across from me. You know what's going to happen is we build our new studio, we're not going to have the same seating arrangement anymore.
What?
Yeah.
But I'll still be able to see you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, but it's going to be like, I'm going to be back in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amy's going to have like her own desk that kind of looks to the side. I mean, not terribly different than what you are now, because you're kind of turned now.
Yeah, but and then it's everybody weird else is like gonna, having a desk.
Everybody else is going to be on a back, like a whole row that I can see mm-hmm. in your own, in more space. This whole studio is going to be nuts. But anyway, it's almost time for our closeness to be over.
Well, at least I'll be able to see you instead of right now. I like see just your eye line.
That's true. Pretty good eyes, though, you got to admit. Pretty good eyes.
Yeah.
Morgan number two had a friend go on a date. Is it a friend or is it you? Then you found out the guy was engaged?
No, it was one of my friends.
Are you sure?
Yes, I promise.
Because Mike D ran this thing bit with us where he did a mailbag and he's like, hey, here's a mailbag bit. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. It was his email. He wrote the note.
Oh, right.
If you listen back to a show from like
it was so funny.
2 or 3 days ago, it was
the girl group. Was me.
He brought the girl.
But he never told us.
He never
us.
Said it was him. He brings in the girl group, and the question was, when's your anniversary? Is it when you met, when you were official? And we do the whole bit. We decide it's...
When your what, girl group
said first date. First date.
Okay. And then we finished the bit, and Mike D was like, yeah, I wrote that.
I wanted y'all's honest opinion.
We would give it to you anyway. Yeah. So Morgan number two, your friend goes on a date with a guy and finds out what?
She found out that he was engaged before and they had broke it off because the girl cheated. But she's like, I don't know. Is it kind of weird that he's been engaged before? That's never happened to me. Like, I've never dated somebody who's been engaged before and never got married. Like, is that some baggage that's worth pursuing or is it not?
Everybody has baggage.
Yep. It's all just where's the baggage.
Right.
Yep. So, my advice is it ain't even, that's not a thing.
That's nothing.
That's
nothing.
Yeah, he's
nothing. Been engaged. Like,
well. Okay.
No,
I thought you were going to say he was engaged. I'm like, now you're
at
talking.
At the same time?
Yes.
And then even though you're like, I don't know, maybe. Yeah.
It's some baggage, yeah.
My experience now, because I've been dating for many years at this point, is that everybody has something. And if everybody has it, is it even baggage or is it just normalage?
That's life.
It's kind of life. And if that's as crazy as it gets, if he doesn't have like a penis on both sides... then go for it.
Is that a thing?
I don't know, but it could be. And I'd be like, you know what? That's life.
That's life.
That's life.
Everybody has stuff going on.
So, Amy, what do you say about this?
I mean, I would say she should give it a shot. I don't think that's anything to... I think it's because y'all... I'm older now, but I think, yeah, if I was 25, 24, I would probably be the same exact way. But having lived life, I would tell you, like, that's not something to worry about,
especially if it's a good person that mm-hmm. that you could really have a relationship with. Like, that's not something to make you not do it.
Yeah, like if it was like he went to jail, then I'd reevaluate.
Yeah, but what for?
But at least she knows he's able
Murder?
To
then no.
Oh, now it's what for? But at least she knows he can get to a place where he can commit, and he wants that because he wanted that, and it wasn't his fault.
Ooh,
it broke up.
That's also even a bonus.
That's a bonus because some guys, you don't even know if they can get to that level because they can't let themselves go there.
Why are you looking at me? Oh, why are you clearing your throat?
So, Bobby, would you date somebody who'd been previously engaged?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No problem.
And at this point, yeah. He's probably going to have to date somebody.
Hey, what about divorce?
Why don't you relax over there?
JK,
Bones, for real, though. What about marriage?
No, you have the opportunity to date younger. It's fine.
Married is not that big of a deal to me.
So, like, marriage, divorced, and then...
I don't mind that. I mean, I feel like we all live life, and I don't even think getting married and divorced is a mistake for everybody. I think some people are just better people because of what they've been through.
Yeah.
And I've dated a couple of girls that get married really young, at like 22.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they get divorced like 25, and they're like, that wasn't for me. I wasn't the same person. It wasn't for... What am I going to hold that against them?
Right.
That being said, I'm so selfish, I don't think I could date someone with a kid.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. It's hard because, I mean, you're just going into a life that was already started, you know, and then you've got to pick up where it is, and it's like, that's not easy.
Yeah, and that's just because I'm super selfish right now. And so... Yeah.
But you know where you are right now, and you know that that's a thing. And, like, other people can be... Yeah, you don't need to enter into something you're not ready for.
That's right.
So...
But yes, I can... No problem.
That's why on the first date, you should disclose if you have kids.
I'll probably stalk your Instagram to know.
Before the date?
Yeah.
What if she doesn't have Instagram? Would you date someone that didn't have Instagram?
I was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was. Yeah, why didn't it work out? She didn't have Instagram.
Couldn't track her every day. Didn't know where she was.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. The marriage stuff, I've dated a bunch. I've dated probably 4 or 5 girls who've been married before. But all of them have been married way young. And in the South, you just get married young because you're told. High school, go to college, get married. Sometimes you don't even go to college and you get married.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right. There you go. There's the answer. The end.
Yeah. Problem solved. Go on a date.
Speaking of jail, I watched The Office last night. And it's the episode where Michael Scott realizes that one of the people in his office has been to jail. And Prison Mike comes out.
Oh, I don't know that one.
You guys don't want... You don't know... Nobody knows Prison Mike. You guys suck.
Well, which episode
I'm wrapping up the
Approach
Show pre-show.
No, that's going to be ridiculous.
Prison Mike's like, and Date Mike are like the best two characters from the whole season.
Same guy?
Yeah, Michael Scott. He does Prison Mike. He puts on a bandana. It's like, oh, Prison Mike. And then he puts on Date Mike. He pulls out his collar shirt, puts it over the top of his jacket lapel. And he puts on like a backward kangaroo hat. Like one of those. And he's like, oh, hey, I'm Date Mike. It's like, it's whatever. Everybody can hug it.
Oh, man.
All right.
What's up?
Hug it.
Yeah, the root. Can hug it.
The root he's talking about.
The root. The root. The root is on fire. We're going to start today's show. Enjoy. Here is Thursday, April 25th radio show. Thank you.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Thursday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Oh, today's a big day because the Raging Idiots put out their song, Jesus Knows, today.
Yeah.
Wow. Big day.
Yeah, it's a big day. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Taylor Swift has stuff coming out tomorrow. We don't want to take her
right.
So it's like, let's put it out today, and then Taylor doesn't have to worry about the Raging Idiots' new song.
Jesus knows when you run a red light at 2 a.m. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Jesus knows when you fill your water cup with soda. Nothing gets past him. When you think nobody's watching and you're all alone, you're wrong. Because Jesus knows.
Yeah, it's out today. We do that live in Boston. I hope it's out today. One time I said that and wasn't out. I haven't even looked yet. I should have looked. But I think that new song from the Raging Idiots is out today. Let me go talk to Kristen in Georgia. Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to call in and thank you guys. Y'all just got me out of a speeding ticket because the officer was listening to y'all also.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Come on. Wait, so how'd that conversation go down?
Well, he pulled me over and he was like, where are you going in such a hurry? And I was like, well, I wasn't really paying any attention. I was listening to Bobby Bones. And he was like, me too. So let's not speed anymore and have a good day.
Yeah.
Love it.
Right. And I don't even want to call the officer out because I'm not sure if that's what you should be doing. But I like that. Appreciate that. And thank you, Kristen, for that call. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
All right. See you later. I love a cop. I love a cop that listens to the show.
Ma'am, I'm going to pull you over because you look like you're having a good time.
Oh, wow. Ma'am, you're doing 110 in a school zone. May I ask you why? Bobby Bones Show. Carry on.
You're good.
I get it. Carry on, ma'am. There we go. Now time for the quote of the day.
That was your quote of the day.
There you go. Thank you.
Nice.
That was a good one. That's yeah. A good
quote of the day.
All right. Here you go. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. That's from Vivian Green. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Which basically means it's always going to be raining. And if we're just sitting here always worried if we're going to get out from underneath our troubles and things are going to be good then, then you're never going to get out. And then time's going to all pass. You're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, so instead of trying to, you know, figure out when the rain's going to stop or whenever these little... hardships are happening, sometimes big hardships. You got to kind of enjoy the time, even if it does seem like it's a bit uncomfortable. And if you can learn to dance in the rain, as they say, then you can dance at any time. Then imagine how good it is when it's not raining. Although I get a little nervous when it's not raining. Mm-hmm. Again, this is a metaphor, obviously. But I get, if it's like all things are good, I'm like, wonder what's coming next. Where is the next? Not a good place for me to be. There you go. Thank you. Oh, and this is the quote of the
day. That was your quote of the day.
Raymond had him stacked. Admit you had him stacked wrong. Admit it to our listeners.
Sure, yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
I confess.
He admitted
it. He confessed. You know, a little rainstorm for him, but he danced around that rainstorm.
Wow, that was good, Ray. Good, I like Ray. How you handled that.
That's just like what Vivian Green said. It's dance in the rain.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So Carrie Underwood says if you rap this song and you send it to her, every city she goes to on her tour, she's going to pull someone out to rap with her. Which, by the way, can you imagine?
Oh,
how nervous you would be?
Oh, my gosh. It's just be nerve-wracking. I can't even imagine.
So, and Amy, you're in your comfortable space right now.
Right. But I got to say, I've never seen these lyrics before, but...
Yeah, but how often would you see the Ludacris lyrics?
Clearly not often.
Okay, are you ready? You've had time to practice. We just played it through it like for like 30 seconds during the commercial break. Here we go. Here's Amy.
We have to make sure I know when to come in.
I mean, I don't really know when to come in. Here we go. Here's Champion.
Yeah.
With Carrie, and you're gonna
Born do Champion.
The Ludacris part.
Luda.
Amy said this is her style. You ready?
Okay.
Should I start you? Here we go.
Born Champion. Luda, the sea, it's where the courage
my goodness.
I possess through the...
You're not even watching. You're looking at me to come in, and then I'm trying to give you cues.
Okay.
And you're not Luda, so say Amy.
Oh, yeah.
But you can say whatever you want, yeah.
No, I'm Luda. Okay.
Right. Amy's going to rap the ludicrous part.
Forget the Born Champion part. I don't know.
Just do whatever you want. But here you go. Ready? On the breakdown when the guitar drops
I'm nervous.
Here we go. And...
The C is for the courage I possess through the drama. H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, so the M is for motivation. Gotta stay consistent. The P is to persevere. The I is for integrity, innovative career. The O is optimistic, open and never shut. And the N is necessary, because I'm never giving up. They see and ask me how I did it. I just did it from the heart. I cannot feel that beat. Oh, yeah, I did.
She kind of fell behind the beat a little bit.
I wasn't going fast enough.
No, you drop. Again, it's new to you.
Yeah, totally.
I thought you did it pretty good, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I wouldn't get picked. Don't pick me, Carrie. I know you're probably
Carrie's listening right now, scouting for talent.
I'm going to go ahead and bow out. Don't pick me.
Eddie, you want to take a shot at this?
I mean, yeah. And if she likes it, I can sing this with her?
Well, yeah, you
maybe.
Do the rap
You have
part.
To submit a video,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well then, get a video, Morgan, number two.
Okay, so I guess stay fast.
Here we go. Ready?
Oh, boy. All right.
Do you know when to come in here?
I think so.
Yeah. It'll drop out. Producer Eddie.
Producer Eddie!
Champion.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah.
The C is for the courage I possess through the drama. H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, and the M is for motivation. My sacred system, and the P is for persevere. The I is for integrity, and the integrated career. O is optimistic, and I never, never shut. The N is necessary, and I'm never gonna give up. C. Oh, come on, bro. You dropped it.
I didn't drop it.
Oh, I thought
you dropped it.
Dang, I dropped that beat.
Isn't it? I don't know that it's like. Hey, is that really the right part?
Who was better, Amy? Yes. Oh. Who was better, Amy or Eddie?
Amy.
Oh wow.
Amy for sure.
Yeah, they got to work on that line. It's
what
not
are you,
flowing
what are you
right.
On the line?
That persevere one's not flowing right.
Whatever. Well, Amy, you're the winner.
Okay. No.
Wait,
is it your
Bones,
turn?
Do you want to try it?
I don't. I really don't.
Well, come on, you have
come
no
on,
competition
you're probably
now.
Gonna nail it.
I have no competition.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see how I get it. All right. Yeah.
Bones.
Bones. Bones. Yo, yo. The C is for the courage I possess through the drama. The H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. The A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, so the M is motivation. Gotta stay consistent, so the P is persevere. The I is for integrity, innovative career. The O is optimistic, open, and never should
you. See, yeah, you see what
yeah,
I'm saying?
I know.
Right there's hard.
Yeah.
They really messed up that line.
They gotta change it. They gotta change that line. That's not gonna
we
work.
We should call Luda and be like, are you sure this is right?
We've also never heard
How did he make that happen?
I don't know.
Talent.
Oh, there man. You go. Well, we all suck.
Oh, is optimistic, open,
Eddie,
and never
America's
shut.
Mentor just told us we suck.
Yeah.
America's Mentor said he self-sucked, too. Speaking of that, here's Justin in Houston. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Bobby.
What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. How's it going?
Pretty good. What would you like to say?
Yeah, well, I just had a question for you about American Idol. We don't get to, like, see much of what you're saying, and so I kind of wanted to know more of the advice you're giving, and also if that advice has changed a little bit this season now that you've like actually won a reality show and if you've got more insight than last year.
Yeah, for sure. That reality show part, I talk to them a lot off the camera where it's like, hey, if the camera comes up anywhere, smile and act like you're having a good time, because there are so many times the camera can catch you, and if you're like on your phone or you're looking down, you may just be living your normal life, but you might look miserable, and people at home may see that and go, oh, they don't even enjoy being there. So I talk to them a lot about always being present when that camera is around, because I didn't know that until I was on Dancing with the Stars. And it was, I would see myself sometimes not paying attention, and I just looked like I either wasn't having a good time or I wasn't super likable. And then it's a lot of stuff. Like, I work with them on, because the shows are getting bigger and bigger, and so they keep having to learn more things or more cameras or, but it's always reminding them to do the basics again. Because when you walk out there, you tend to, before we start performing, get real tight, and you, but they don't breathe. And I'm like, hey, I know you got like 11 things that you're going to do, but you have to breathe. Make sure you take big breaths. So now that it's getting really far in the competition, it's kind of going back to the basic stuff again, just reminding them before they walk on stage. And they don't show a lot of that, but and sometimes they do. They'll catch it on a mic and then run it back. But that's mostly what I work with them on. Song choice a little bit now. Sometimes they'll want to do songs that are cool to them but that nobody's heard. And I'm like, guys, don't do that. Mm-hmm. I know it feels cool, but if America doesn't already have a bond with the song, they've got to get a bond with a new song and a bond with a new you. And so it's stuff like that, Justin.
Yeah, do you see people like going home because they didn't take some of your advice? In your head, you're kind of like, well, I kind of knew that was going to happen.
Well, sometimes it's not so much about my advice, but I can usually tell, I can usually predict who's going to go home. The one time I missed it was the time the judges got to pick who they wanted to stay on. But yeah, I can usually tell. You can tell. I can guess who's going to go home this week. I'm not going to do it here, but I can pretty much tell.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. And I was up working with them this week already. They're doing Queen songs for half the show, and then they're doing duets from movies.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah, I've been shooting some packages about that. But whatever. It's good. There's some. I think there's 8 people left on the show. There's like 5 of them, 6 of them that could win the show. And that usually there's like 2 that can win the show.
Yeah.
But hey, Justin, I appreciate that call, man.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, man.
All right, see you later. There you go. That'll be on Sunday night. Also, tonight and tomorrow, I'll be on ABC doing the NFL draft. So, yeah, busy. Gotta pay the rent. You know what I mean? Gotta eat.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
Oh, yes, our producer Raymundo always sitting in the glass room. He's been gathering the news. Raymundo, what you got?
In health news, the measles outbreak is at a record high. 681 people in 22 states have got it. In other news, officials said you should have your tax refund by next week at the latest if you filed on time. You can check the status, irs.gov. And finally, in recall news, a meat producer is recalling more than 100,000 pounds of ground beef in 10 states. Just look for K2D Foods on the label, and then you can take it back for a full refund. Again, that's K2D Foods.
Bobby Bone, come on. Eddie saw Thomas Rhett at the zoo?
I did, with his family.
Having fun.
What were they doing? Were they so famous they got in the cages?
No. They were like everyone else. And I was with my family. My mom, my dad are in town. And they were like, oh, yeah, like we know him. That's crazy. And everyone's leaving them alone. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of cool. Like they can go to the zoo as a family and not get bombarded with people asking for pictures. That was pretty cool.
If I was that famous, though, I'd want to get in the cage and play the monkeys.
No.
I'm Tom Surratt. I'm famous. I want to play the warthog.
That's how people get attacked.
Ah, he's famous. That's pretty cool. I can drive. Yeah. Finally feeling alive, but I got this curfew. Hope everybody's having a good morning. I'm going to do this.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
It's a big one, too. I love country music. So much so that I often get called
country music's youngest historian. Yeah.
Today, 25 years ago, 1994, Don't Take the Girl from Tim McGraw was released.
Come on.
Hey, Jimmy Johnson. Take Tommy Thompson.
It was Tim's first number one of his career. This song was so good. This album became the best-selling country album of the year, won the ACM Award for Album of the Year.
Long as she don't go, take any boy in the world.
This was the deepest song in the world to me when I was a kid.
Did you ever cry to this song?
No, now I want to.
Don't take the girl.
It's so much. It goes through so many lives. Mm-hmm. That's the best, first number one ever. So earlier that year, his first song, Indian Outlaw, did not go number one. It peaked at number 8.
I'm an Indian outlaw.
Which shook me too. I was like, this song is so good.
Different vibe though.
Yeah, totally.
It tell two different stories, you know?
Right.
Here you go. Oh, yeah, mix, remix. Here's both at the same time. She makes him all my
best friend. Yeah. The remix.
It's a remix.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Raymundo, our audio producer, apparently fancies himself a songwriter now, right?
Yeah, I've been doing it a little bit, dabbling.
What does that even mean?
Just means trying to pick up a new quality, a new trait, like something, a hobby, instead of just playing video games all day.
So you met this guy?
Met a dude through my chick, and my girl was good friends with his wife, and that's how we met each other, and he's a songwriter, a singer.
And you said what?
I just told him, I just started at the bar, we're talking about songs, and I found myself on his patio, and he's strumming on the guitar, and we're trying to create some music, and I was like, I think we could actually create a song, so we did.
So you wrote a song with this guy?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. I mean, we're throwing around creative ideas, boom, jotting stuff down, spitballing. I think we got something, though.
And so what's the song called?
It's called Baycation.
Like a vacation, but with bay.
Just to play on words, I called my girlfriend Bay. I figured it was an easy song to write.
And so you guys have been recording it?
Yeah, I mean, we were in studio. We got Kelly Bannon jumping in. I was trying to get a girl's voice. I didn't want to just be like a sausage fest. And I think we got a good mix.
Wow.
And you told me I had to be in it. So I told him, I go, hey, I don't sing. I can rap, but can I?
Oh, you do a rap part?
Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of to be a part of the song. Otherwise, I'm not even going to be in it.
And so when can we hear this masterpiece?
I mean, they're doing just some final crossing some T's, dotting some I's. It should be ready. Like, I've done my part. I don't know why we're waiting. Let's do it.
So you think tomorrow we could actually world premiere the new song? Who sings it? Who's the artist?
Eric Dodd, my buddy.
Eric Dodd.
And then Kelly Bannon.
Featuring?
Raymundo.
Raymundo.
Yeah!
Hey, hold on. Eric Dodd with Kelly Bannon featuring Raymundo.
Yeah.
Called Baycation.
Yeah.
Which is like a vacation with your bae.
Yeah, and it's just talking about like, just chilling with your chick. It's the easiest song to write, man.
You just said it was hard.
That's what I'm not talented in that area, so I had to go that route. I'm not getting deep and doing a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a hit?
It is going to be a hit. It's something you're going to be able to play at the pool. That's what I told him going in. I want people to be able to drink to it.
Tomorrow morning, we can world premiere Baycation.
Yeah!
Wow!
That's a question mark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have it tomorrow morning?
Yes.
All right.
I cannot wait for this.
Well, tomorrow morning, Raymundo brings in his new song, Baycation, here on the Bobby Bones Show. I can't either.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this is a cute story. Grandma Margaret was just trying to call her grandson, but she dialed one of the digits wrong. Ended up calling this girl named Callie. Still left a voicemail because she thought it was for her grandson. Well, Callie was like, okay, this grandma's like looking for a grandson. I better call her back and let her know I'm the wrong person. Well, called her back. They kind of struck up a conversation. And then obviously since one digit off, sometimes Grandma Margaret, she kept making the mistake over and over. So then it got to where they started talking once a week and on purpose. And they did that for an entire year. And then they just decided to meet face to face.
Oh, wow.
Grandma Margaret and Callie. All like a friendship, all because she dialed the wrong number.
And how'd that go? Do we know?
Well, it went really well. Yeah, I mean, I just the story is that they got a friendship out of it and they finally met face to face.
And the meeting went well?
Yeah, it went well.
What'd they eat?
I have no idea what they
ate. Did they go at 4 p.m.?
I don't know if they went for coffee
early
or food.
Bird special?
I don't even know Callie's age because I started thinking, you know, it would make this story really cool.
She was 8?
As if her grandson was single and then Callie ended up dating the grandson. I had this whole scenario in my head of what maybe is going to happen, but I don't really know. But definitely pretty cool. It's kind of like, remember that wrong number that got called and they or texted about coming over for the holiday dinner or something or Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy ended up going. Up. Yeah.
I like the ones where people text the wrong number and it's like, hey, man, let me get the drugs. And the other guy's like a cop. Those are the ones I like.
Did you see the undercover cops that busted the undercover cops?
That was funny.
It was two sets of cops. One set of cops that was doing the drug buying. One set of cops that was doing the drug selling. And they're like, hold them up. No, you hold them up. And it was two sets of cops.
Oh, no.
So it was just like, whoopsie.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep everything on the down low. You can't expose who you are. So obviously they were all really good at being undercover.
Yeah, good job, guys.
And they've been investigating each other for a long time. All right, there you go. Right, Amy, thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Cloverdale, California. A man went skydiving over the weekend and he lost his prosthetic leg. He jumped out of the airplane, it wasn't strapped on tight enough, and it fell off. $15,000 leg
Oh, wow.
Somewhere out there in Cloverdale. So if you find his leg,
wow. I wondered, the minute it falls, are you watching it, trying to identify where it's going to hit so you can go find it?
Yeah.
I don't think they have GPS on a leg, right?
No.
No, I wouldn't think. Yeah, no, I wouldn't think so. But I mean, as soon as it falls off, you're like, oh no, oh no, oh no. Watch it, watch it. Oh, it's going into Murfreesboro.
And then if it lands, does it stay in one piece?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably
that's
not.
A
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, glad you're here. Forever Lunchbox just would not do anything online. No bill pay. You definitely wouldn't do the direct deposit.
The company forced me into it. I was the last employee to do it.
So the guy does not embrace technology. So what'd you decide to do?
Well, I went, and after all these years, guys, I have decided that I'm going online bill pay. And so I had to go to the post office and break up with the post office.
Oh, so you went there to tell
them?
Yes,
because there's a lady I go and buy my stamps from. She's the same lady every single time. So I went in to see her and break her heart.
Usually I come to get stamps from you.
Yeah.
But today I'm here to break up with you. You guys be raising prices of stamps, and it's, I just can't do it. I'm going to break down.
Don't break down.
No, I'm going to break down, and I'm going to do online bill pay.
How are you?
I'm breaking up with you.
You're doing online.
Yes.
She's like, what is this?
She goes, when he says I'm going to break down, he thinks she's going to cry. She goes, don't break down.
So I don't blame you.
Good luck to your new love. Okay.
Thank you, my new love. I mean, I'm not cheating on you. I want to be upfront and honest. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate
that. Yeah, I didn't want to cheat on you. I just want to come here and be honest.
I love an honest man, but you've already been cheating. So you're already
No, I haven't done it yet. Because I still got some stamps left, but then they raised the prices. I'm like, I'm not buying anymore.
I feel awkward. And they raised the stamps. That was the final straw?
Yeah, they went up to, from 50 cents to 55 cents a stamp.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I'll see you around.
But don't act like you don't know me then, you know what I mean? Like, I know it's going to be awkward at first, but we'll get over it. We'll get over it.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That was our final goodbye. There you go. Thank you, Lunchbox.
So I am going online, guys, and I don't like it. I'm so scared, but I can't pay 55 cents a stamp. That's $6 a month in stamps.
You're right. When it does,
it adds up.
All accumulate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. There you have it. Hope everybody at home is okay with that. That was an emotional segment here on the show.
Bobby Bones.
Yes.
Do your kids have a dress code at school?
No dress code.
Eddie, do your kids have a dress code?
No. Like, they can't wear a shirt that says like bad stuff on it or anything, but no.
So they can't wear a shirt with like poop on it?
No.
Like a poop emoji?
Probably not.
Oh, I know what my kids' school said. They said if it's it has to be, if it's not appropriate for grandma's house at dinner time, then don't wear it here. So that's
well, pajamas are no longer appropriate at one of the high schools.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
I don't think pajamas were allowed when I was at my high school. It was kind of, occasionally I think we had like fun Friday, like pajama day during football season or something, but that was it. They weren't allowed.
I agree with this. I think at school, you're in an environment that's controlled, and so you should control it.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of uniforms if you can. Mostly, though, just I didn't grow up and I couldn't afford the cool clothes, so I wish they would have put us in like specifics. But with pajamas, like pajamas are very, like for a dude, sometimes you see the dude.
Oh, yeah. Revealing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
how tight are pajamas you wearing?
Well, not even about tight. They're just flimsy because you're supposed to sleep in them, so they're supposed to be comfortable. Same thing with I agree with this no pajama rule.
And don't you think too, like, school is also to prepare you for like life and education, and like you've got to like put some effort into it and get ready, and like when you go into the workplace, you're not going to be showing up in
your pajamas.
Yeah, because
look at us, we're real dressed up here.
Yeah, we don't wear pajamas anymore.
Jeans.
Yeah, we used to wear pajamas, yeah. But then I cut that.
We grew
right?
up.
I was like, yeah, no more of that here. So the pajamas at the airport, I wear nothing but pajamas. In college, I wore pajamas. But it's a whole different environment. So I'm down with the high school not letting their kids wear pajamas. Eddie, your kids, they have to wear pants?
Pants, yeah. I think they wear shorts if it's hot.
They can?
Yeah. Do you guys remember the girl test where you had to put your fingertips down and your shorts?
I still do that.
Excuse me?
They would test the girls and make sure their shorts weren't too short.
No.
In high school.
Put your arms flat down next to your, and if your skirt or shorts is shorter than where your fingertip is, then it's too short. Not appropriate. I still do that.
When I wear my shorts, I like to wear them where the pockets are lower than, you know how the pockets, I cut them so short, the pockets, front pockets go down below
they
the
hang
leg.
Down. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So dumb.
That's how I wear my shorts now. I couldn't imagine anything else. Bobby Bone, come on. All right, time now for easy trivia, which means these are questions that grade school kids should know. So I ask them to the morning show, and we see if you know what grade school kids know. Are we ready?
Ready.
By the way, let me say this before as a side note. Morgan number two, our head of digital, has never got one question right.
Wow.
She always hits one and she's eliminated first round. So we'll see what happens. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic are types of what? Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic are types of what? Easy trivia. And that's softball. Go ahead.
Wow.
Softball. It is not a softball. I mean... metamorphosis is when a caterpillar turns into a butterfly.
Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic are types of what? I'm so surprised.
Wait.
I don't know it.
Jeez.
Because it's easy trivia.
Yeah,
and whenever
easy.
The question's on you.
No, I would have got this immediately.
Wow. I mean, I know it's in here. I feel it in my head.
5 seconds.
Is that something with a plant?
Igneous, sedimentary, or metamorphic are types of?
Metamorph.
3 seconds.
Cestasis.
Answer.
Caterpillar. Butterfly. Plant. Photosynthesis.
The rocks. Igneous rocks.
Oh, never been into rocks.
Wow.
Sorry. Definitely not.
That was a hard one, Amy.
Paleontologist.
Or it's
That's
easy.
A dinosaur.
Or a geologist.
That would be more of a
Thank
rock.
You.
But still, this is like...
Been into neither.
All right. Morgan number two.
Here Shoot, we go. I'm out? Yeah, just like out. That?
And that was an easy round one question.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Igneous rock. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, you've been igneous rock, right?
No, but now I'm like
For Halloween
thinking...
last year, she said igneous rock. What is she thinking?
I forgot.
All right, Morgan number two.
Oh.
How many U.S. presidents have there been?
Oh, jeez.
Pretty easy. They even call our president sometimes by the number of the president he is. So,
come on, Morgan, number two.
To end the streak
Please.
Of never getting one right. Do you guys feel like this is easy?
I get this one.
Come on, Kansas
easy.
State.
Because, like, the last president, he gets called by the number
Kansas
all the time.
Kansas State. I'm talking insulting your college.
No, I said, I was just saying, right. Give him a shout out.
I'm between two numbers.
What numbers are you between?
54 and 56.
Okay. What happened to 55, though?
I don't know. For some reason, that's not coming in my head.
So how many U.S. presidents have there been?
54.
She says 54. To break the streak and to finally make it to the Woo! Second round. Didn't think she got a lunchbox.
No.
No.
Okay, oh. But to be fair, I feel like she may just have some dyslexia.
Just because the answer is 45 doesn't yes. mean she's
dyslexic. Oh, dang it.
So close.
She flipped it.
Sorry, Morgan, number two. You've been eliminated
dang
again.
It.
Wow.
Still none.
Oh, yeah.
This game is going quick.
I know. Lunchbox.
Good times.
Yep.
Who said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country? One of the most famous speeches and sayings of all time. He said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country.
Wow. If he doesn't okay. get it now.
And I did the accent.
Yeah, yeah. The first person that popped in my head that says famous things like that has to be JFK.
JFK.
I mean, he's the only one.
Are you going to stick with that?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with him. He's my guy.
Does anyone think it's not JFK? Everybody good? All right, show me JFK.
Yes! Oh!
Woo! Hey, that impression yes! was good.
Oh!
Thank you very much.
Oh!
Eddie.
Yeah, come
good.
On.
Which planet in our solar system is known for having rings?
So, multiple rings?
So a lot of planets in our solar system. Which one's known for having rings?
There's only one that I can think it has rings.
Talk it out. What do you think it would be?
Well, Saturn, but Saturn only has one ring.
Or
is that one ring? A lot of little rings. Give me Saturn.
He says give him Saturn. Give him Saturn!
Yeah!
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Right down the middle. Easy. What's the largest ocean?
Huh?
What's the largest ocean?
Man, you know what? It's got to be this one. Like, I've been in the Atlantic and been attacked by a shark, and it seemed like a big ocean, but when I went out to the Pacific, it was huge. I'm going Pacific. Yeah!
Yes.
Eddie.
Come on.
Who was the 16th president of the United States?
Come on.
What?
I'm not supposed to get 16. I mean, you wouldn't do this to me and give me like a Garfield or anything like
just
that.
Just count backwards.
I don't even know. I mean, 16?
45 Trump, 44 Obama.
One George Washington.
We've limited three.
I mean, I'm just going to go with Abraham Lincoln because... Oh! Yeah! I didn't know he was 16.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What's the largest bone in the human body?
Here we go.
What?
Oh, man. I don't know if I can say that.
I know it, but I shouldn't say it.
I know it. Stop.
But I shouldn't say it.
Okay.
Hey,
Lunchbox.
I just like to say I took anatomy and physiology in high school, so shout out Mr. Harris. It's the femur.
Show me. Eddie, why are you spinning?
I don't know. I don't think you got it right.
What?
It's right.
Yeah.
Show me that. What is it again?
The femur.
Show me the femur.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, I took the class.
Eddie, you two are going back and forth. It's like a tennis match.
Come on.
An animal that only eats plants is known as what? An animal that only eats plants, no meat, is known as what?
So, like a brontosaurus is a herbivore. That would be plants.
And your answer is a brontosaurus?
You might want to go with vegan more.
Herbivore.
Vegan
show
more.
You want to go vegan more?
Vegan more.
Herbivore.
Herbivore. Show me herbivore.
Yeah!
I would have got that.
You guys are killing it right now. Wow. Lunchbox, another quote.
Oh, yeah. No, quote!
Okay, you don't want the
other one? No, go ahead.
Do you want the quote or do you want the other one?
He even gives you accents.
You go in order, right?
I do go in order. It's the top one on this page.
That's fine. I got quotes.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Oh, I'm...
It's a famous Shakespeare play. Which play is it? To be or not to be? That is the question.
Huh. The only Shakespeare play that is Hamlet.
He says Hamlet. Show me Hamlet.
What? Oh my gosh!
Wow.
Ah! Ah!
I'm surprised you didn't go Romeo and Juliet.
I didn't even think of the only one I could think of was Hamlet. That's the only Shakespeare I thought.
That crazy.
Why does this keep
that
going?
Crazy to me.
I love Hamlet. All right. I don't know what it's about.
Come on,
Eddie. In animals, a state of inactivity and low metabolic rate that some animals go into during the winter is called what?
Love it. Hibernation. Come on, Bones!
These are, okay, guess what? We're going to have to go sudden death.
Oh, did we tie?
Yeah, well, no, it's sudden death. I got a couple extra ones here.
Okay.
Buzz in with your name. No, write your answers down.
Yes. Dang, okay.
Because these are tough. I don't think you're going to get them, honestly.
Well, you don't know me then.
I know.
Go.
In grammar.
Oh, that's, I'm out.
A word that is associated with a sound like bang, zap, pow. What are those words?
What?
You heard him.
They're words. I don't know what you mean by what are they.
In grammar, words like bang, zap, pow, zam, pow, giga, whatever, are all what?
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
He's still writing.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Lunchbox.
They're descriptive words.
Sorry. Eddie.
Is it a soundonym?
That's not even.
What?
Hey,
dang it.
Hey,
you want to go with veganosaurus?
Hey, that was a good effort.
I tried. I had no idea.
I thought descriptive because they're descriptive.
A soundonym.
Nope.
No.
Okay. What would it be called?
Onomatopoeia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've heard of that one.
I didn't know that.
One more. Write your answer down. If you get it, you win.
All right.
And if you don't, whoever's the closest wins.
All right. Oh, closest.
Yeah, closest. Closest without going over, okay?
All right.
We'll do Price is Right rules. How many bones are there in the average human body?
Oh, this goes back to my anatomy goodness. And physiology.
The average human body has how many bones? Easy trivia.
I got to go back
what
to that.
What did he say? A word in him?
All right.
Is that what he said? A word in him?
No, sound in him.
A sound in him?
I got my number.
I'm in for the win.
The average human body has how many bones, Lunchbox?
162.
162.
Dang, I should have gotten the $1. The $1 trick. Oh, I didn't do that.
Without going over. Eddie.
420.
Ah, 420!
Hey, those thumbs and toes, they're a lot of...
Eddie, 69.
420 bones!
just a random number?
Wow.
Guys, wow. It's 162.
I'm pretty sure it is a 162, but.
Yeah, it's anatomy and physiology, folks. Come really? On.
Okay.
Shout out to Anderson High School.
It's definitely not 420. But
you don't know. What
no,
is
no,
it,
I know it's not. I know it's not like. All right. It does not. Over.
Show me 420.
Show me 420.
Yeah! Now! Now! Show me 162!
Show him 162.
Oh, 163.
Oh. It's in the 400s.
The blind lady and the blind in here. It's like no. Amy, no. No, just stop. Stop. It's not even a one.
226.
That's a lot more than
202.
That.
202.
262.
206.
419.
No,
really?
It's not.
No.
Shut up.
There's no way. We need the real answer.
What is
Believe
it?
You. 419.
What is it?
You went over by one. Womp womp.
Is it 206?
It's 206.
Oh, yeah!
But there you go. No, you can't clap for yourself, man. You guessed 10 times.
No, oh,
let's
fucking
win. There you go. Oh, man.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
There he is. There he is. Your easy trivia. Well, I learned a lot from this. Morgan number two still hasn't got a question. Eddie said a soundonym as if that was a thing.
Apparently that's wrong.
And then, and then Lunchbox knows one Shakespeare play and it happened to meet the question. He got a Hamlet. Nice job. Nice job. I enjoyed this segment a lot.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So some AMC locations are going to be open for 4 days straight for Avengers. Yeah, 96 hours with round-the-clock showings.
The craziest part to me isn't the middle-of-the-night showings. It's the 8 a.m. showings.
Oh, yeah. That's
because
early.
Because it's easy to stay up and go to a movie, but it's hard to wake up early and go to a movie. So, yeah, they're going to be for 4 days. Mike D got a ticket one day. Like, he just logged on. It's the house. You got a ticket?
Yeah.
You excited to go?
I'm really excited.
I guess, are you on tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
What like time?
6:30.
Pretty good spot, too.
P.M.
Oh. No, P.M. Is it one of those where you get to pick your seat?
Yeah.
Oh, so you already know where you're sitting.
I got my seat.
Where is it?
It's, like, in the middle on the very far right. So, not bad.
Oh, yeah. You're not up near the screen?
No. Huh. The whole front row is still open, though.
I'm pretty excited about this movie. I'll be working. I don't know. Maybe American Idol could get me in. No, they're not Disney. It's not Disney, is it?
It is.
It is?
Yeah.
Huh. Huh.
Maybe you could get in.
Yeah. How about that? All right, what else?
Okay, so dirty grocery store secrets were revealed, and this just makes me think of those wipes that they offer for the carts, and they're there for you, so the fact that maybe sometimes we're forgetting and not using them, but they say that the only time that a shopping cart is ever washed is if it happens to be outside and it rains.
Yes, now, when I worked at Hobby Lobby, we did sometimes wash the handle things whenever we push them all together, and some stores have those wipes, too, that you can wipe down the front of a shopping cart with.
Yeah, so also keep in mind the conveyor belt that you're putting your items on is so dirty.
Yeah.
And, oh, this is kind of just a funny one. If you ask an employee to check for a product in the back, like 9 times out of 10, they just walk to the back, they wait a couple minutes, and walk back out and tell you that they don't have it.
Mostly,
like they don't even check.
To be fair, again, as someone who used to work in retail, mostly we know. And so if we're asked, we just go do it because we already know there's probably nothing back there. So we go look like we're trying to look again. But yes.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Okay. And smokers and drinkers, they were asked about giving up their habit. And it just shows how addictive some things can be or what people are willing to give up. They said that they wouldn't give up their habit to live 10 years longer. Like, that's, you get 10 more years of your life to simply quit smoking, but you'd be like, nah, I'm good.
But which 10? The very last 10?
Ooh.
Can you extend some of the good 10?
Well, yeah. Well,
it's hypothetical, so you can do whatever you want to
have. I think it's, well.
Can it be my teenage years again?
No. Oh. That's impossible. Oh. It would be towards 10 more years. Like, say you live till 77, you're going to make till 87.
Well, I think part of that is, I was reading the study about how people, that when they look at the future, we only usually look at 2-3 months ahead max. And that's why no one ever envisions themselves getting old, because we're not looking ahead 10 years. And so when you say that, like, would you, for 10 years, you're like, I'm never going to get to that point anyway. Like, we just don't, in our future, like, realistically see ourselves as old people until you become old people.
Okay, yeah. I know.
Like, we're just looking ahead a few months. We kind of feel invincible, that we're never going to get old. until you start to get older, then you go, oh. Like, I have that now where I'm going, oh, I'm in my 50s in 20 years. Less than that.
Yeah. You know? So like, it's like 11.
At least the start of it. That's crazy. I'm 39. But yeah. But like mid-50s. Oh, okay, like right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, listen, it's happening, folks.
It is.
The one thing you can't cheat is time. That's it.
That's right.
That's the only currency that you just cannot make more of is time.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like maybe if you're a smoker or a drinker, you could give it up. My grandma wouldn't give it up. She'd be like, take me now. I'm not giving up smoking.
Well, let's just say, let's take out the vices. What if it was like a hobby of yours? It's like, hey, you can't, if you're a big runner, you got to stop running. You get 10 more years of your life. Or you got to stop video games. I think a lot of people would just go, I choose to do what makes me have fun right now.
Okay, that's a good point. That, like my grandma, smoking made her happy.
I think they just picked those two because it seemed like the most outrageous. Like people wouldn't give up smoking.
Well, it was like people that have something, like ill effects on your life. Unhealthy food is on here too because that can be just as risky, cardiovascular.
Not giving up at all.
Mm-mm.
You can give me all the years. I'll die today.
There was a doctor I was listening to a podcast and he said that he would smoke a cigarette over eating a piece of fried food because he's like, what people don't understand about eating like fried things is it can be just as hard on the body as smoking a cigarette, but society's not there yet.
What you made it sound like he would smoke a cigarette over fried food. Like his chicken was on the table and he'd smoke a cigarette over it.
No, he said as a doctor, like from his research, if he was presented a cigarette or a piece of fried chicken, he would smoke the cigarette instead of consume the fried chicken because he knows what like fried foods does to your body.
So people should smoke instead of...
Nope, not saying that. I just found it interesting. I was listening to a podcast and to hear him say that.
I just lit up.
Yes. No, it was just kind of what we of society find to be okay, like smoking bad, but
told.
Eat a bunch of fried food, it's fine.
Yeah. All right, there you go, Amy. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's this manager at Dairy Queen in Minnesota. He's 19 years old. He's standing behind the counter when he sees a blind customer drop a $20 bill. Well, the customer behind it picks up the $20 bill and puts it in her pocket. And Joey calls out the customer saying, hey, you need to give that guy's $20 back. You need to give the $20 back. And the lady finally gave the $20 back, and Warren Buffett called to tell the guy, great job.
Warren Buffett did?
Because he owns Dairy Queen. His company owns Dairy Queen.
Got back to Warren Buffett.
Someone posted about it on Facebook about how the 19-year-old manager stood up to the customer and helped the blind person out. And Warren Buffett gave him a personal call to say, thank you for doing a great job.
Wow, Warren Buffett's just on Facebook?
Warren Buffett's just like us.
just like us.
We used to do a bit on the show where Lunchbox would act like a blind guy, put on glasses and have a cane. And he would go in to buy a pack of gum and give the person a 20. Just see if he'd get change back and the person would take advantage of him. And the person never took advantage of Lunchbox. They would always give him the change back.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you laugh when you go because it was kind of a ridiculous bit idea, but the cool takeaway was that people were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Lunchbox, good story. Thank you.
Bobby Bone Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan No. 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood is inviting fans to perform with her on the Cry Pretty 360 tour. She wants fans to submit details about themselves in a video of them doing the entire ludicrous rap part from their song, The Champion.
I am the champion.
Does he rap here? Show me the rap part right here. Here we go.
The C is for the courage I possess through the drama.
The H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. I'm going to have to load one of these up for in a minute.
Working through the patience. Money comes and goes. So the M is for motivation.
Can you imagine how nervous you would be getting up there with Carrie to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Cam dropped a new song. It's a collaboration with DJ producer Diplo. It's called So Long, and she does all the vocals on it. Here's a clip.
I know you're fine doing life on your own, but that doesn't mean you should spend it alone. Cause boy, you've been...
Yeah, when I saw Diplo was putting out a country project, I was like, what? Because Diplo is an electronic DJ. Pretty good song, though. Obviously electronic, but... nothing less than Zach Brown's put out before.
Right.
You know what I mean? All right, what else?
And then Maren Morris shared a throwback on Instagram from 2015. She's performing her debut single, My Church, at Nashville's Bluebird Cafe. And in the video is her now husband, Ryan Hurd, who they weren't even dating at the time.
Every single verse, yeah, I guess that's my church.
I'm Morgan number two, that's your skinny.
All right, time now for the morning corny where we on the show try to figure it out. And the three players are Eddie to my left, Lunchbox, who is in Wichita, had a big event last night, and then myself. And now Amy will read us a joke. You guys ready over there?
Ready.
Ready over there, Lunchbox? All right, here we go. Amy, are you ready for the corny? Let's
yep.
go.
The morning corny.
Where do young cows eat lunch?
Where do young cows eat lunch? The cafe, right?
Oh.
The cafe.
I mean, that was easy. You got it. The cafe.
Young cafe. Yeah, was that, that's our answer,
that's
right?
That's it. It's a calf. A baby cat, a cow is a calf.
That was easy.
Calf. Cafe.
Cafe.
That's our answer. All right. Amy, ask it again.
Well,
the cafe. What? The cafeteria? The cafe? It's calf. It's cafeteria or cafe or calf. Whatever. Yeah. What? Okay, ask it again.
On, okay.
Go ahead.
Where do young cows eat lunch?
Go ahead. The cafeteria.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
In the cafeteria.
What?
Why'd you do calf? No, it's calf.
Calf. I know. I'm just
okay.
making sure
oh,
people
know.
That was easy.
That
Dang.
Was the
Too easy.
Morning corny.
Shoot, I really didn't want to stump y'all because I want y'all to keep going. But yeah, that was easy. But that's a good one.
Are we on like a seven win streak now?
Is seven?
Is it seven?
Seven.
Wow.
You guys better get tougher. You gotta get tougher jokes.
Oh, okay. When I bring it tough, you're gonna be like, well, that's impossible.
Or
that's
are we just too good?
Are we just too good?
That's right.
Do it again.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
We did it again. There it is. Thank you very much. I mean, it's like nothing to it. It's almost boring. We're so good. Is this what LeBron feels like?
Yes, and
Probably.
The Patriots.
Like, just what Tom Brady feels Come like when he goes on. Out and plays. It's just like, plays the game. The end. All right.
Easy.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
What was your son Googling?
God, what God looks like. Well, I told him to Google it because, no. He said he would. He was asking me what God looked like, and I said, well, we don't really know. And then his response was, okay, well, it's fine. I'll just Google it. So then he goes over to the computer that we have in the kitchen and he starts typing in like, and then he's like, can you come help me? So we type in, what does God look like? And then, I mean, what I thought would come up was just images of Jesus. And he goes, wait, that's Jesus. And I said, well, yes. So, and he's like, that's God's son. I'm like, well, they why are they saying that's God? And I'm like, well, because God and Jesus are one. He's like, that's the sun. Like, it just so, like, I was like, oh, they didn't cover this in Sunday school yet. Like, I was just like,
how
oh,
do you
God.
End something when you don't really know how to tell him the answer?
Oh, it went on and on and on until finally it just was kind of done. But that's done for the day. It'll probably come back again and we'll address it then. And at that point, maybe I'll tell him to ask Alexa. His friend Alexa, and then she can tell him what God looks like. So I love that he's curious, and you know, I love that we have Google, but then the Google messed us up because then it was like the Jesus God conversation. And I was
Your daughter's birthday was also
today
actually.
But yeah.
I saw that she was opening presents yesterday.
Yeah, she got to open your presents and presents from Mary last night.
It's called Snap.
This is from Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got her a Polaroid camera, like a cool, quick Polaroid camera.
It's really cool. And the pictures, like the what is it, the film or the Polaroid comes out is really like small and petite and it comes out the side. It's cute.
And then a pair of pink Nikes.
It's called Snap.
I mean, Snap.
Well, that's what it says. Isn't that neat? And then some pretty sweet Nikes that I'm pretty sure she's going to wear tomorrow, like on her birthday.
Did she like the shoes or no?
Oh, she loved them.
Because kids in shoes.
Oh, no, she's wearing them today.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Stashira opened her presents from Bobby.
Thank you.
Do you love it all?
Yeah.
So cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Feels like you're prodding her to say it.
No, I'm not.
You like it, right?
No. First of all, she doesn't like to go. She does not like to be on Instagram at all. And I always ask her permission. And because it was sort of like a thank you card. The new thank you card is to post on Instagram and tag you. So I just thought, well, we can send Bobby a message on Instagram. And yeah, I mean, she kind of piped up with that thank you. And you can hear the yes and the thank you. You can hear her smiling when she says it. And she just doesn't really get that way. So I know with 100% certainty that she loves it.
All right, one last thank you.
Thank you.
Say it one last time.
Well, that was like
the grounded.
Third. That was
now.
The third video.
Say it now.
No, she liked it, and it was super thoughtful.
She's
like,
12
dang.
Today, huh?
She's 12. I cannot believe it. I've got
you met her at the orphanage when she was how old?
Like, I don't know her exact age, but somewhere between 5.5 and 6. So, and I have a picture of her when she was about 6. So I'm going to go find that today. Even for her, she wanted to see it because she doesn't remember. But I remember, and that's the first time I think my husband was ever in Haiti. We didn't know her at the time, but it was like I went back later to look at photos, almost like a year and a half after we thought about, you know, adopting another child, like a girl. And then I was like, there's that girl that's always around you. And it was her.
And now
crazy.
She's 12.
I know.
That is crazy.
I know.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a guy in Indianapolis named Randy. He found out that he needed a bunch of money to save his dog's life. His dog had eaten a sock and a plastic bottle, and they both got stuck in his intestines. And he was like, I don't have this money because it's going to cost about $6,000. So he sold his car online, and he was selling it for $1,000 less than it was worth just so he could sell it quickly, just so he could get the dog in surgery and save his dog.
Oh, man.
Somebody posted this on Facebook, and strangers all got together and donated thousands of dollars to cover the surgery.
Oh.
He didn't have to sell his car.
Oh, wow.
And the dog's doing great, by the way. The surgery worked, and he's already back to normal. Tell me that's not an A+. Tell me
yeah,
something good.
That's people really coming through for someone because, I mean, to sell his car, I mean, obviously he wants to do anything to save his dog, but then everyone steps up to help him. I love it.
Yeah. And I'm in the process of finding a dog, and the environment has to be exactly right for me. I got to find a dog that needs a home. I'm trying to find an exact kind of dog. And, you know, I guess, luckily, our show's on all over the country, so a lot of people can hear, and people have been saying, hey, you should get this dog or that dog. And I'm kind of between like an Australian, mini Australian shepherd and a French bulldog. It's kind of where I'm at in my dog search. I had a dog for 15 years, died a year ago. I think I'm ready for another dog because I love dogs so much. And Kaylee in Chicago is on right now. Hey, Kaylee.
Hi, Bobby. Good morning, studio.
Good morning. What would you like to say?
Me and my husband actually just got a mini Australian shepherd in February. And he is 4 months old. He is the best dog we've ever had. Super easy to train. Great with our two little boys. I'm totally mini Australian Shepherd.
What about the shedding, though? Because I liked my last dog to sleep in the bed with me. A lot of people say don't do that.
Yeah.
But you know, my last dog shed a lot. And so does the mini Aussie shed a lot?
He does right now. He is kind of shedding that larger coat right now, especially since it's starting to get warmer. But what we've heard is if you put some coconut oil in their food, like a tablespoon of coconut oil in their food, that helps. And
that'll never happen. I'll never do that. I mean,
a lot of work.
I'm just telling you.
it's one tablespoon of coconut oil. It's not hard.
I'm supposed to take allergy medicine every day. All I have to do is wake up in the morning and take a few pills. Every morning I struggle at something. It's nose spray. It's a pill. It's a sublingual under the tongue. I got to get my Metamucil. Now I got to put coconut into my dog's food.
It's too much.
That's suppository. This goes on.
What is happening here? All adulthood is taking more pills and figuring out when to take these pills. That's all. Kaylee, I'm sorry to cut you off there.
Yeah, what was she going to say?
No,
I'm curious about
that's
the coconut oil. So it helps them like not shed or what?
Yeah. So it helps them not shed so much. And then obviously they do shed a lot more like in the springtime with it starting to get warmer. Keeping up with grooming definitely helps. We do have to brush him out once a week to just keep up on it because me and my husband both also have allergies.
Oh, allergies.
Wow.
Then you got to take the pill. Then you got to do the nose spray.
It's too much.
Well, let me say this, Kaylee. I appreciate that call. And that you're in Chicago, I love. I'm a massive Cubs fan. And by the way, we haven't announced our new Raging Idiots tour yet, but I do think we're coming to Chicago.
Woo!
And so hopefully we'll see you. Hopefully
awesome.
You can come out and see us.
Yes, we will definitely be there. We've been longtime listeners. So
thank you, Kaylee. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate your help there.
Thanks. All you right. too. It was nice to talk to you guys. Thanks.
Bye-bye. There she is.
They're going to let us play Wrigley?
Okay, no.
Oh.
They're definitely not.
Oh. Wow, that'd be cool.
No. We're playing Soldier Field.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is
Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Matt from Parmalee came over to the house. You know Parmalee, right?
Yeah.
They're like, feels like Carolina.
She feels like Carolina. Looks like.
And he was talking about the time that someone knocked on their RV and they came in shooting. And it's the most he's ever talked about it before. He's like, you know, I used to have to do it quickly for radio, but he was like, I'll talk about it at length. And so it's on my new Bobbycast, and he's the lead singer, and this is what he's talking about.
Get a knock on the door, and I go to answer the door, and I'm like, hey, what's up? So I thought it was Barry. That's when there's a gun to my head. Two dudes in blue bandanas, and give me your cash. One dude standing in the doorway, and this guy with the gun at my head. And immediately, you know, I'm backing up, and I'm, Scott, I need some help.
So Scott's his brother and the drummer, and Scott has a concealed license and pulls his gun out and starts to shoot at the guy who's holding Matt. And so, yeah, so as the guy's being shot, he starts just spraying bullets and shoots the drummer Scott three times. Like right up, and then Matt talks about this here.
Scott got shot three times. He got hit one through his stomach, and then one in his over, right over his heart and his chest. And then the money shot was the one that got hit in his butt. It hit his femoral artery, spliced it.
Of all three shots, the one in his butt's the one that got his freaking artery, like that close to his heart.
Oh,
his
dude.
Butt shot's what got him.
Got him, man.
So the guy who came in with the gun initially was killed. The robber was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, the drummer's out. He was in the hospital, unconscious in a coma for like 10 days.
Gosh.
They were in the hospital, and the gunman's family's, the other guy, the second guy's there. His family's there with him.
I'm sitting in the hallway in the chair waiting, you know, how many days, and they roll this guy here, and it's him. It's the other kid.
They didn't separate you guys?
They didn't.
That's odd.
We were locked down. We had people standing guard at each door because we didn't want somebody to go in and stick him. You know what I mean? You just never know. When that something like that happens, you go into like defense mode and you're like thinking crazy.
Because that other guy was shot by Scott.
Yeah.
And so they're like, is the family going to go after Scott,
yeah,
who's in the hospital?
Right.
It's the craziest. And Scott's okay. He's drumming for Parmalee again.
Yeah.
Search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio where you listen to your podcast. It's just a nutty story, man. And he talks about putting, like, tons on credit cards so they could actually be a band for a long time. Like, they just jacked up their credit cards.
Luckily, we own our publishing on that, and we were...
Which is huge.
Oh, I mean, that's the reason we were able to, you know, put money down on our houses. And I bought my mom a car, Camry, you know, and bought my first vehicle, pretty much.
Off this song right here. It's a fantastic podcast. Yeah, Matt from Parmalee. They have a new song out that's called Be Alright, and it's a cover. The original version, it's a pop song right now, is from Dean Lewis.
And my friend said, I know you love her, but it's over, mate.
And they did their version.
And my friend said, I know you love her, man, but it's too late. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy.
Check it out. The new Bobbycast is fantastic. Matt from Parmalee. Not Parmalee. We had this whole discussion too.
Parmalee.
Parmalee.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't right, but it was messing with my head. And everything deleted like the past, it was gone. When I,
by the way, listen to podcasts free. Just iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcast, just search for the Bobbycast. One word, Bobbycast. And a lot of episodes. Dirks, Chris Stapleton, a lot of great songwriters that maybe you don't know their names yet, but you know what they wrote once you hear them?
Bobby Bones, come on.
The NFL draft is tonight on ABC. I'll be a part of their broadcast, so if you guys want to check it out and throw me a shout out on Twitter, like, I see you, that'd be cool. But they released the top NFL players' jerseys, and Tom Brady's at number one. Okay? So Tom Brady wins everything.
Yeah.
I love Tom Brady. And but can you name any players in the top 10, Amy, other than Tom Brady? Think about it. What NFL players do you think?
I'll just start naming them. Players that I know.
Sure, these are the top 10 most.
Cam Newton.
Oh, that's a good one.
Cam Newton did not make the top 10. I'm sorry.
Drew Brees.
Yes, at number 10, Drew Brees.
Wow.
What are those brothers? They do the Oreo commercials.
Oh boy.
Go ahead.
But one of them retired. Did he retire? What are their names? I forget.
She going with Tiki?
Manning's. Peyton Manning. Oh.
Peyton Manning is retired.
The other one, Eli Manning.
Not doing well.
Is he not?
Bad season.
Colt McCoy.
Oh, no. Gosh.
Oh, Johnny Manzo.
Oh my goodness.
Again. Okay, so you got one.
Gronk.
No, Gronkowski. He retired too. Okay. There you go.
Just I give up. Barely though.
And he was like Tony Dorsett.
Tony Romo.
Again, retired. He's a broadcaster.
Oh man, I am not up to speed with my football.
I don't think
players.
You ever were. Dak Prescott is at number 2 with the Cowboys.
Come on.
Quarterback of the Cowboys. Your husband's favorite team.
I know, sorry.
Carson Wentz, Ezekiel Elliott, the running back for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
At number 4. Patrick Mahomes, who played for Texas Tech, who's also the quarterback of the Chiefs at number 5.
Oh.
You want to get any of those?
No.
Those are the most popular NFL players.
But it sounds like Cowboys fans like to buy some merch.
Yeah.
We do. Look, I got a shirt on right now.
Well, Eddie's a big sports guy, and Eddie got denied. Raymundo and Lunchbox do a sports podcast, and they tried to get credentials to go into the draft, like just sit in there.
Just
right?
Sit and watch.
I mean, yeah, y'all are.
Because we do a sports podcast, and mine got denied. Like, Lunchbox and Ray's got accepted. They're good to go.
Why? Why did yours get it? I saw Ray's credentials. It looks legit.
Something with my photo. I mean, I don't know.
So now you think it's because of what you look like.
I'm not I'm just saying that because of my photo, I'm not going.
Wow, so they're going? Lunchbox and Ray are
going
to go?
Lunchbox, you going, huh?
Yeah, tonight.
Yeah, he gets in from Wichita this evening. And so what are you guys going to do at the draft? Lunchbox, Raymundo?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't even know what we have access to. I don't know if we're supposed to sit at the tables with the players or what we're doing.
No, good God. You think they're going to let guys doing a podcast sit at the players' table?
Yeah, yeah.
I should have applied.
Yeah. Raymundo, what do you guys plan on doing at the draft?
Yeah, we're going to just maybe do some dumb interviews where we talk to fans and try and trick them about like fake players that actually don't even exist and stuff like that.
Okay, so you're going to mess with the people there.
Mess with the fans.
Oh, that'll be funny.
Okay.
See if they go along with it. Oh, yeah. He's going to be drafted number 1.
Lunchbox thought you guys were going to go hang out with the players.
Oh, he has big plans.
Maybe you will. They won't.
Yeah, you guys have no idea when they show up. They're going to sit. They sit you wherever they want. I don't tell them where I want to sit. And hey, you want to sit with Kyler Murray? Okay.
He thinks we're going to get a Kyler Murray interview.
Who's going to be the first overall pick?
Oh, Eddie, you keep saying we like you're going.
Oh, yeah. That's
Amy, that's so sad. I didn't even realize.
Yeah,
that.
You need to let it go.
Do you want to know about the diet?
Yes.
The diet that's best, according to experts, is one called the Mediterranean diet.
Oh.
It was far and away the best for weight loss and the easiest to also stick with. This diet emphasizes vegetables, fruit, whole grains, nuts, olive oil, fish, and limited meat consumption. Avoid butter altogether. Red wine is also allowed in moderation. And in this diet, you must also get plenty of exercise. It sounds like, just wrapping this up, that this diet just is a healthier living. Get exercise and eat well.
Yeah.
What about this odd is weird?
Well, I think they focus mostly on fish instead of other forms of protein.
I try not to even eat red meat.
Yeah.
I just don't, my body doesn't digest it as well. I try to have some chicken. I put on a little weight now purposefully because I'm lifting again kind of hard.
Oh, what are you gearing up for?
Look at my muscle.
I see it.
I'm like an 8-year-old.
That's big, man.
Thank you. Look at my muscle.
I know.
Wow.
My son does that.
Yeah.
No, but that's
Mom,
a big muscle.
Mom,
thank you.
Look at my muscle.
Thank you.
Dang, dude.
Amy, look at my muscle.
No, I see.
Amy, look.
But what are you, normally you have a goal of the reason why you're doing something. What are you beefing up for?
Summer.
Oh my gosh.
Ladies.
Hot tub scenes.
What are you talking about?
Seriously?
What are you talking
shower
about?
Scenes?
What are you talking about?
Well, you put up that promo for the rose.
Oh.
Think about it, guys.
What do you call that room?
The fantasy suite?
Fantasy suite?
Yeah, but that's later.
Stop it. Oh. Don't you think if I were going to do The Bachelor, I would have told you already?
I don't know. Maybe you haven't committed.
No.
Yeah. Like, I'll find out. Like, somehow, they'll be like, hey, we need you to fly out to California, and they'll pull me up to some mansion, and all of a sudden, I'll have 25 girls in front of me, and I'm supposed to help you. That's how I'll find out.
Relax. We have this segment that we do on Fridays. It's like a flashback of something that happened. Oh, today's Thursday? Oh,
yes.
My God. Dude,
did
I'm
you
so,
really think it was Friday?
I'm doing the draft tonight.
I thought no, it was Friday. No, I literally was like, what's happening
I told
right
Mike
now?
D during the break, I said, hey, I wanted the Flashback Friday segment. And he looked at me like I was stupid.
But he did it anyway.
But he walked up and handed me a note. I swear to everyone, it's in blue writing. What's it say, Amy?
It says, it's Thursday.
Yeah. I thought because I was working the draft, it was Friday.
That's funny.
I'm so fried right now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Jody Messina's in, though, which would be cool. That's a cute note, though. Thanks, man. California somewhere. Tomorrow, the last artist of 90s country month. Did you hear this Cam song?
Yeah.
Did you hear much
of
it?
Diplo?
Yeah, so Diplo's like a DJ. He does electronic music. For example, here is, let me play some Diplo that's like been on the radio. This is called Close to Me.
And I don't wanna be somebody without
you. You ever heard this with Ellie Goulding?
Close to me. And if it wasn't you, I wouldn't want anybody close to me. Cause I'm an animal.
You ever heard this one?
Yeah.
Well, now I guess he's doing a country project. Everybody's doing a country project now. But Cam sings on it. It's actually good. It's a bit DJ dancey, but it's good.
Don't know why you're scared to let me love you. You know I could treat you right.
That's cool, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
I know that you're good at being lonely. I can see it in your eyes. That doesn't mean you should spend it alone. Cause boy,
there you go. So I mean, I can hear that in the club. There's going to be the whole debate, what's country or not.
Oh, no.
I hate
that
those debates.
Again.
I know. I'm still sitting on Lil Nas X over here.
Yeah,
I don't have
you
time
are.
To champion two songs that are like borderline. I'm still on the Billy Ray Cyrus, Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought that was a pretty cool song. Cam and Diplo, they put that out. So, yeah, whatever. Just a lot of good music. Netflix could use its top-watched show. Do you know what its top-watched show is?
Oh, I do.
And the Office. Yeah. Yeah.
And this will be bad.
Well, so NBC is launching their own streaming service, NBC Universal. And if they do, they could take Friends and The Office from Netflix. Disney Plus just launched, which is Disney owns ABC. So everybody's getting their own streaming service because everybody just wants to watch everything on demand now, you know? So The Office, they say, is Netflix's most streamed show. I was watching it last night. I was tweeting along. It's like the 100th time I've watched it. Michelle in Missouri, you're on the show. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. So what's going on with you?
I was calling to see if you have any updates on when your Family Feud episode is going to air.
We don't know yet. I mean, all we know is they're starting that show in June, we've heard. And I would assume we're probably, since it's Celebrity Family Feud and we're probably the least famous team, we'll probably be pretty last in the lineup. We did make the cut as celebrities. Maybe probably because we got Andy Roddick and Brooklyn to play against us. But I would assume that it happens later in the season. But I don't know. They haven't given us a time yet.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank
as
you.
Soon as I know, I'll let you know. Thank you. The Office was, this was handed to me, was the most streamed show in 2018. The other most streamed shows are Orange is the New Black. Watch that.
No.
Did. It's good. Shameless.
I don't know what that is.
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
NCIS.
I mean, I haven't on Netflix, but maybe I should.
Ozark.
Yeah, it's good.
Supernatural.
I don't.
And Parks and Rec.
Nope.
So only two of those are Netflix originals, which is Ozark and Orange is the New Black. But anyway, The Office could be leaving Netflix, which is 90% of what I watch on Netflix.
Well, and so obviously if NBC does that, they would probably take Friends, too.
That's what I said.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You're probably doodling over there. Sometimes you forget during the show.
I actually wasn't doing anything. I just was too busy focused on when Ozark's coming back.
I mean, you got to hear about this breakfast that IHOP has. By the way, this is not a commercial. It's actually a segment. We're going to do Food World with Morgan number two. And when it comes to calories, I mean, this is the new record setter.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
So IHOP is serving up its highest calorie breakfast platter ever. It's called the Big Farmhouse Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Oh,
breakfast. Now, I don't know the exact calorie count, but I know that I believe that 2,000 calories is about what you're supposed to have in a day for someone like us.
Total.
Right? Isn't 2,000 calories total?
Wow.
That being said, how many calories is the breakfast?
It's at 1,720 calories for this one meal.
Basically, that's the thing.
Wow, like that's whole day.
That's your meal. You could abstain from eating, fast all day, and then have that.
And just that, yeah.
Yeah, the average is 2,000 calories, an average human. And 1,500 calories to lose 1 pound of weight per week. So if you want to lose a pound a week, you got to go 1,500 calories.
Breakfast.
Breakfast, holy crap.
So what's in it?
What is it?
It has 4 sausages, 2 pieces of ham, 2 pieces of bacon, 2 eggs, a side of hash browns, buttermilk pancakes, and toast.
You get that for more than one person, right? Like,
yeah.
If you do that, that's like, Amy, if you and I go together.
I mean, still, that's a lot. That's a lot of meat, too.
That's especially what she said. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's Food World. Morgan, number two, thank you very much.
Yep.
There you go. Nom, nom, nom.
That was Food World with Morgan, number two. Nom, nom, nom.
There you go. Thank you very much. I know Lunchbox is not in the studio. He's in Wichita right now. And you guys had a big station event last night, huh?
Yeah, we had the Bobby Bones Class of 2019 where all the ladies were on stage and they played acoustic and woo! Dude, they are good. I'm just telling you, I was like, dang, these girls can sing.
How late did you stay out last night?
I got back to the hotel about 12:30.
And then you woke up at what time?
I woke up 4:15.
Wait, why were you out so late?
They didn't go on stage until 10 o'clock.
Ugh. That's late. And how do you feel right now?
I feel good. You know, luckily I'm just sitting here hanging out, talking to you guys, and I feel good. I had a cup of water this morning, and I can't wait to go eat some breakfast after this, and that's it.
Are you hungover at all?
No. No, I'm tough, dude.
He's tough.
Dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, the listeners were great. They were like, oh, thanks for coming. Woo, here, you want a shot? And it's like, whatever happened to just buying me a drink? Why we got to buy a shot every time?
But that's your thing. Like, you've always been Mr. Party.
But then I took the shots. Don't worry.
How many shots do you think you took?
Eight.
Eight? Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot.
What kind of shot do you take now at your age of, how old are you? 30?
I'm 37. A young 37.
Okay. You turn 38 in like a couple months.
Yeah.
What's your shot of choice?
I like tequila. But last night people were bringing me Vegas bombs. Some brought me a rattlesnake shot. I don't even know what a rattlesnake shot was, but I took it. Whatever they handed me, I was like, oh yeah, that sounds good. Okay, cool.
Do you ever worry that someone's going to put something in your drink?
No, I never really thought about that. I in all my years of doing that, I never thought, someone may try to get with me by putting something in my
drink. No, not get with you. No, I'm not, I don't think someone's going to try to hook up with you, but just like to be funny. And it's not funny, but like to,
mess with Lunchbox.
Yeah.
No. I think the reason you put something in their drink is to, so I don't think I ever had to worry about that. I think they just wanted, they wanted to loosen me up, but never going to put anything in my drink because can you see it?
No.
I think that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Morgan, number two, anyone ever put anything in your drink?
Potentially, yes, one night in college.
Yeah, and you didn't...
But thankfully, I was with a bunch of my girlfriends, so I was fine. I went home with them, but
just knocked you out?
Oh, yeah. I woke up the next morning, and I didn't remember anything, and I was like, I have no idea what happened.
Wow.
Yeah, well, Lunchbox gets back tonight, just in time for the NFL draft.
Yeah, I get in at like 4:15, so I'll go home, get all suited up, ready for the draft, because you got to dress nice, and then I'll be at the draft.
I've never been vetted for anything harder in my life than working with the NFL today and tomorrow.
Wow.
Like, can you tell us?
What?
Can you tell us exactly, what we can expect?
At the draft, they're going to pick players. What happens is,
break it down for us, please.
The commissioner walks out with a card and goes, in the first round, the Arizona Cardinals pick LeBron James. Okay. And then he goes to that team.
And how they do that over and over?
Just once, and then tomorrow, the second pick. And it goes on for 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, tonight, first round on ABC. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show. Amy, you've been married for how long?
12 years.
So you missed all the real online dating and swiping.
Yeah. Yeah, no swiping. Well, there was Match.com, but that's it.
I'm sad that you're missing this. Bumble's new feature will alert you when someone sent you a picture of their ding-dong.
Cool. Thanks, Bumble.
The dating app Bumble is launching a new feature. It's a good thing because girls don't want to get that.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't.
So Bumble's going, hey, we can kind of tell when this is what it is. Huh. So heads up. Bloop, alert. A dong alert.
Good for Bumble.
Is that what it's called? A dong alert?
I don't know. It should be called that. That's what's up with today. Let's see what's happening here. Lunchbox is actually in Wichita. They had a big show last night. When do you fly back?
Ooh, in about 2 hours. I guess around noon today.
And when do you get back home?
5 o'clock. I got to fly to Houston, and then there's a little time there, an hour, and then I fly back to Nashville.
tired from last night or no?
Oh, yeah, dude. I went hard a little bit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I mean, our listeners don't understand that I have to work it, you know, early in the morning. They're, oh, you want a shot? And then you feel bad because you say yes to one person, so you got to say yes to the next person.
You don't have to.
Well, I feel like our listeners come to see us, and I feel like they want to meet you and with you.
Where in that whole thing does you have to drink? Like,
well, they bring a shot, and I feel like they already paid for it, so I don't want them to waste their money.
Mm. Sounds like he was just looking for a reason to drink.
Yeah, and he went hard.
And then he went hard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But all right, it was a good event last night, huh?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Let me tell you, there was a lot of talent on that stage.
Yeah, it was my entire class of 2019 in Wichita last night.
Can sing.
Who's that?
Those girls can sing. Yeah,
thank you. Amy, what's going on with you?
It's daughter's birthday, so it's a day of fun. I don't want to say in case she may hear this, but my husband and I are picking her up from school, well, her and our son, and we're picking her up and going to do a fun day of stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to say yet.
Don't want to say yet. What about you?
NFL draft is tonight, so my day starts at about 1 p.m., and so I think I have to get down there at like 2:30 or so. I think I'm on ESPN Game Day. I do a couple hits on that. That starts at 4, I think, 4 or 5, and then the draft starts on ABC at 7. Hoping it doesn't rain here, because if so, it kind of throws off the entire outdoor draft process. So, I don't really know how much they'll be featuring me. I hope I get drafted. That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
If it's like if funny, the Titans are like, you know what? Who cares? We're going to draft Bobby in the first round, wide receiver.
Just to be on the team, not play really.
I play a little bit. They want me to. But yeah, I'm doing the NFL draft, so if you are watching ABC tonight, I'll be on there a little bit. Should be anyway. Thank you all. We'll see you on Friday. Don't forget tomorrow, Jody Messina comes in and she performs. Heads Carolina, tails California. Our last performance of 90s Country Month. Hope your Thursday's good. See you Friday. Bobby Bones, come on.